Divine Office. Office of Readings. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
The King of Love, my Shepherd is, whose goodness fails me never. I nothing lack if I am His, and He is mine forever. Where streams of living water flow, my ransomed soul is leading. And where the verdant pastures grow with food celestial feeding, perverse and foolish oft I strayed, but yet in love He saw staff, my comfort still, your cross before to guide me. You spread a table in my sight, your unction grace bestowing, and oh, what transport of delight from your pure chalice flowing. And so chase your goodness fails me never. Good Shepherd, may I sing your praise within your house forever.
My God, do not reject my cry for help, assailed as I am by the wicked.
My God, do not reject my cry for help, assailed as I am by the wicked.
O God, listen to my prayer. Do not hide from my pleading. attend to me and reply. With my cares, I cannot rest. I tremble at the shouts of the foe, at the cries of the wicked, for they bring down evil upon me. They assail me with fury. My heart is stricken within me. Death's terror is on me. Trembling and fear fall upon me, and horror overwhelms me. Oh, that I had wings like a dove, to fly away and be at rest. So I would escape far away and take refuge in the desert. I would hasten to find shelter from the raging wind, from the destructive storm, O Lord, and from their plotting tongues. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
My God, do not reject my cry for help,
assailed as I am by the wicked.
The Lord himself will free us from hostile and treacherous hands.
The Lord himself will free us from hostile and treacherous hands.
For I can see nothing but violence and strife in the city. Night and day they patrol high on the city walls. It is full of wickedness and evil. It is full of sin. Its streets are never free from tyranny and deceit. If this had been done by an enemy, I could bear his taunts. If a rival had risen against me, I could hide from him. But it is you, my own companion, my intimate friend. How close was the friendship between us? We walked together in harmony in the house of God. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The Lord himself will free us from hostile and treacherous hands.
Entrust your cares to the Lord. He will sustain you.
Entrust your cares to the Lord. He will sustain you.
As for me, I will cry to God, and the Lord will save me. Evening, morning, and at noon, I will cry and lament. He will deliver my soul in peace in the attack against me. For those who fight me are many, but he hears my voice. God will hear and will humble them, the eternal judge, for they will not amend their ways. They have no fear of God. The traitor has turned against his friends. He has broken his word. His speech is softer than butter, but war is in his heart. His words are smoother than oil, but they are naked swords. Entrust your cares to the Lord, and he will support you. He will never allow the just man to stumble. But you, O God, will bring them down to the pit of death. Deceitful and bloodthirsty men shall not live half their days. O Lord, I will trust in you.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you were rejected by your people, betrayed by the kiss of a friend, and deserted by your disciples. Give us the confidence that you had in the Father, and our salvation will be assured.
Entrust your cares to the Lord. He will sustain you.
You will hear the word from my mouth.
You will tell others what I have said.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Woe to the rebellious children, says the Lord, who carry out plans that are not mine, who weave webs that are not inspired by me, adding sin upon sin. They go down to Egypt, but my counsel they do not seek. They find their strength in Pharaoh's protection and take refuge in Egypt's shadow. Pharaoh's protection shall be your shame, and refuge in Egypt's shadow your disgrace. When their princes are at Zoan, and their messengers reach Hanus, all shall be ashamed of a people that gain them nothing, neither help nor benefit, but only shame and reproach. Oracle on the Beasts of the Negeb. Through the distressed and troubled land of the lioness and roaring lion, of the viper and flying seraph. They carry their riches on the backs of asses and their treasures on the humps of camels. To a people good for nothing, to Egypt whose help is futile and vain. Therefore I call her Rahab, quelled. Now come, write it on a tablet they can keep. Inscribe it in a record, that it may be in future days an eternal witness. This is a rebellious people, deceitful children, children who refuse to obey the law of the Lord. They say to the seers, have no visions. To the prophets, do not describe for us what is right. Speak flatteries to us, conjure up illusions. Out of the way, out of our path, let us hear no more of the Holy One of Israel. Therefore, thus says the Holy One of Israel, because you reject this word and put your trust in what is crooked and devious and depend on it, this guilt of yours shall be like a descending rift, bulging out in a high wall, whose crash comes suddenly in an instant. It crashes like a potter's jar smashed beyond rescue. And among its fragments cannot be found a sherd to scoop fire from the hearth or dip water from the cistern. For thus says the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, by waiting and by calm you shall be saved. In quiet and in trust your strength lies. But this you did not wish. No, you said, upon horses we will flee. Very well, flee. Upon swift steeds we will ride, not so swift as your pursuers. 1,000 shall tremble at the threat of one. If 5 threaten you, you shall flee, until you are left like a flagstaff on the mountaintop, like a flag on the hill. Yet the Lord is waiting to show you favor, and he rises to pity you. For the Lord is a God of justice. Blessed are all who wait for him. Turn back, be at peace, and you shall be saved. Your strength shall lie in quiet and in trust. The Lord is waiting to show you his favor. Happy are all who trust in him.
Your strength shall lie in quiet and in trust.
From the Apostolic Constitution, Divino Afflatu, of Pope St. Pius X. The collection of psalms found in Scripture, composed as it was under divine inspiration, has, from the very beginnings of the Church, shown a wonderful power of fostering devotion among Christians as they offer to God a continuous sacrifice of praise, the harvest of lips blessing His name. Following a custom already established in the Old Law, the Psalms have played a conspicuous part in the sacred liturgy itself and in the divine office. Thus was born what Basil calls the voice of the Church, that singing of psalms, which is the daughter of that hymn of praise, to use the words of our predecessor, Urban VIII. which goes up unceasingly before the throne of God and of the Lamb, and which teaches those especially charged with the duty of divine worship, as Athanasius says, the way to praise God and the fitting words in which to bless Him. Augustine expresses this well when he says, God praised Himself so that man might give Him fitting praise. Because God chose to praise Himself, man found the way in which to bless God. The Psalms have also a wonderful power to awaken in our hearts the desire for every virtue. Athanasius says, though all Scripture, both old and new, is divinely inspired and has its use in teaching, as we read in Scripture itself, yet the Book of Psalms, like a garden enclosing the fruits of all the other books, produces its fruits in song, and in the process of singing, brings forth its own special fruits to take their place beside them. In the same place, Athanasius rightly adds, the Psalms seem to me to be like a mirror, in which the person using them can see himself and the stirrings of his own heart. He can recite them against the background of his own emotions. Augustine says in his Confessions, how I wept when I heard your hymns and canticles, being deeply moved by the sweet singing of your church. Those voices flowed into my ears, truth filtered into my heart, and from my heart surged waves of devotion. Tears ran down, and I was happy in my tears. Indeed, who could fail to be moved by those many passages in the Psalms which set forth so profoundly the infinite majesty of God, His omnipotence, His justice and goodness and clemency, too deep for words, and all the other infinite qualities of His that deserve our praise? Who could fail to be roused to the same emotions by the prayers of thanksgiving to God for blessings received, by the petitions so humble and confident for blessings still awaited, by the cries of a soul in sorrow for sin committed? Who would not be fired with love as he looks on the likeness of Christ the Redeemer, here so lovingly foretold? His was the voice Augustine heard in every psalm. The voice of praise, of suffering, of joyful expectation, of present distress.
God has found us worthy to be ministers of His gospel, and so when we speak,
we strive to please God and not men.
Our preaching does not spring from error or impure motives or a desire to deceive.
We strive to please God and not men.
O God, who to safeguard the Catholic faith and restore all things in Christ, filled Pope St. Pius X with heavenly wisdom and apostolic fortitude, graciously grant that, following his teaching and example, we may gain an eternal prize. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.